As dawn breaks, fishermen work furiously to haul in tuna. But while the fish may seem plentiful, there is trouble on the horizon. Fishermen were the first to notice the alarming effects of rising sea temperatures. Beneath them, the coral reefs are dying, and so is the bait that breeds there. With no bait, there can be no fish for Captain Ali Yusuf and his men.
Because of global warming, it's difficult to get bait. This affects our life. Even today, one boat left because they didn't catch any bait.
But it's not just fishermen who are worried. Rising sea levels are threatening the very existence of the Maldives. 80% of these islands are merely a meter above sea level. Within 100 years, they could be completely uninhabitable, leaving 360,000 people homeless.
If the science are correct, we are going to be the one of the first countries to be affected by sea level rise and the climate change. We have doomsday scenario.
Authorities say they're doing the little they can. They're trying to revive the coral reefs, which protect the coasts from tidal waves. They also hope to relocate people to a new elevated man-made island. But ultimately, the government here is depressingly aware that their fate lies in the hands of more powerful countries.
Well, ultimately, responsibility lies with nations that are primarily responsible for global warming.
For the Maldives, it may already be too late to turn back the clock on climate change. The island's newly elected president is even considering buying a brand new homeland, a last resort to save his sinking people.